From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. One of the symbols of Brexit is the UK's plan to drop its burgundy-colored EU passport and instead issue a traditional British blue and gold document. The hitch, the contract to produce those new passports could be taken away from a British company and given to a Franco-Dutch firm. One Brexit-supporting politician has called this a, quote, national humiliation. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Forget the fancy French name, as the company's promotional video proudly declares.
De La Rue is a 200-year-old British company.
With a global presence.
The firm makes passports and banknotes for dozens of countries, including Britain.
We are a committed and strategic partner to the British government.
So imagine the shock and dismay when De La Rue was told it would not be printing the new post-Brexit British passport. Chief Executive Martin Sutherland.
The new blue passport is an icon of British identity. But now this icon of British identity is going to be manufactured in France.
Not only is De La Rue losing a $700 million contract, he says the company's reputation has been damaged as it prepares for the free trading opportunities after Brexit.
I think the British government should be supporting British business in the post-Brexit world, and this decision doesn't do that.
But British government minister Matthew Hancock pointed out the UK is still bound by European Union regulations.
There's a set of rules that apply to government procurement to make sure we get good value for money.
And the rival Franco-Dutch bid undercut De La Rue's, saving UK taxpayers $170 million. Richard Tice, a pro-Brexit property magnate, welcomes the saving.
That's a lot of money that one can invest in public services.
And he says the whole point about Brexit is to be free of protectionism.
We are advocating free markets, we're advocating an outward-looking global Britain, and we should welcome open competition.
He accuses De La Rue of trying to have its cake and eat it, demanding that Britain keep its passport production at home while urging foreign governments to farm theirs out to a British company.
We design and print product for over 140 countries, working closely with them to design symbols of national pride.
Nevertheless, De La Rue's complaint has struck a nerve. The UK government's now postponed a final decision on the contract until next week. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.